Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Conlig in County Down was once the site of a thriving lead mine. In the years leading up to the outbreak of war, it attracted the interest of a German company. In 1914, one of the Germans, Paul Wenzel, was arrested on suspicion of spying. Bob McKinley, chairman of Bangor Historical Society, takes up the story.
We're standing here just outside the mine agent's house, halfway up the glen, as it were, here just above the Somme Heritage Centre. This is one of the old buildings on the Conlig and White Spots lead mines. And actually from here, you get an absolutely splendid view on a clear day of Scotland in the distance there. You can see the Isle of Man. And obviously for someone like Wenzel, who would be in around this area looking around and on the hills just near to here, he could see towards Belfast Lough, he could see ships coming up and down and whatever, so it gives perhaps a reason for his stay in this area. It was in 1910 that German engineers arrived in the area. Their idea was to process the tons of waste material that were lying around the area. And by October 1912, the business had failed and the Germans departed, apart from Paul George Wenzel. He stayed on here in a wooden shack. Now, it's a lovely area today, but why would you live in a wooden shack in 1912, in a remote area, as a German? What were you doing here? Local people believed that the whole German enterprise was a front for spying. Paul George Wenzel was part of the paranoia of war in August 1914. His activities, essentially, according to the local paper, were arousing the suspicions of the authorities. And three policemen went out from Bangor, District Inspector Geraghty, Sergeant Phillips and Constable Donnelly, and they arrested him on the Mine Hill, as it's described, under the Official Secrets Act of 1911. And whenever he was arrested, he was described as a cultured, well-educated man of soldierly bearing, aged around about 35. And some of the things that were said to be found in his shack were sketches of fortifications, details of a semaphore mast, pictures of artillery, maps of Belfast Lough and Belfast itself, some cipher codes, something resembling Aldershot military barracks, a railway map of Great Britain showing the steamboat routes, a newspaper map of three routes from Berlin to Paris to London. And Geraghty said that one of the drawings that he saw there seemed to be very similar to the signal station at Orlock. And of course, Orlock, right out at the corner of Belfast Lough, would be an important defensive feature regarding to Belfast Lough and the start of the war. There were so many rumours going around at that time about German preparation for war. All the bridges on the Belfast and County Down Railway were supposed to be guarded. There were two men who talked about a German spy trying to poison Bangor waterworks. There were two men of foreign appearance who were observed by a couple of young children making sketches near Carnalee. And they went on and told the station master, who later on informed the police. And they were, in fact, Germans who were arrested by the police at Sydenham. During that month of August, there were two people taken from a four-masted sailing ship in Belfast Lough. One of them was from Hamburg and one of them was from Austria. And whenever they were landed in Bangor, they were heavily booed by the local people. So any foreigner was not terribly welcome. Around the whole area at that time, it was described in the local paper as a great epidemic of spies. Now, with regard to Wenzel, he was originally investigated at the Petty Sessions in Bangor, and then eventually he came to court. Wenzel took the stand himself, and he was able to rebut many of the charges that were put against him. He said, for example, that, look, the sketches that you're seeing there and the maps, they're not official secrets, they're actually in the public domain. They've been published in the newspapers. And he said that the drawing that was supposedly of a fort was actually the foundations for a furnace. So essentially at the end of all this, he was found not guilty. Justice Dodd said that one of the things that was most important for this particular person in the middle of all this paranoia that was going on was that justice was seen to be done. Despite that, Wenzel himself was still detained as an alien. We could not find out any further information, so as far as we're concerned, he disappeared into the mists of history.
Conlig, in County Down. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/worldwar1.